As Radio Moscow World Service, at 10 hours Moscow time, 07 hours GMT. We are broadcasting under 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, and 41 meter bands. The news. Today, November the 15th, a Soviet Union is saying a last farewell to Leonid Brezhnev. He'll be buried in the center of Moscow in Red Square, where a funeral meeting will begin at midday. When the coffin is lowered into the grave, a gun salute will be fired in Moscow, in the capitals of the Royal Republic, and in 20 other cities. And work will start for 5 minutes at all places of employment throughout the nation. At the same time, factories, trains, and ships would sound their horns and whistles in farewell. Leonid Brezhnev died last Wednesday. In a statement to the Communist Party and all Soviet people, the Soviet steering bodies said that Leonid Brezhnev staunchly continued Lenin's great cause, and that he was an outstanding revolutionary and a fighter for peace, and the foremost politician and state leader of our times. 4 days of mourning were announced in the country. Hundreds of thousands of factory workers, farmers, students, soldiers, and people in the procession passed through the House of the Unions in Moscow, where the body of the Leonid was lying in state. Memorial meetings took place across the nation. Millions of the participants stated their determination to continue pressing to achieve the goal to which Leonid Brezhnev dedicated himself, building a communist society. Speaking at the meetings, people assured the Central Committee of the Soviet Communist Party of their full support to its home and foreign policies, and they approved the decisions adopted at an emergency full-scale meeting of the Central Committee. That meeting was held on the 12th. The participants reaffirmed the continuity of the policy and decisions of the party. Yuri Andropov was unanimously elected General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Soviet Communist Party. He said he would spare no effort to further reinforce the economic and defense capabilities of the country, to improve the well-being of the people and strengthen peace, and to follow all the courses that had been pursued under Leonid Brezhnev. Condolences on the death of Leonid Brezhnev emphasized the great role he played in upholding peace on our planet, in achieving less tension, and in removing the threat of nuclear war. National mourning was announced in some countries, among them India, Vietnam, Laos, Syria, Yugoslavia, the German Democratic Republic, and Cuba. The heads of state and government of many countries and leading statesmen arrived in Moscow for the funeral of Leonid Brezhnev. Among the arrivals were the leaders of the socialist countries, Todor Zhivkov of Bulgaria, Janusz Kadar of Hungary, Chong Ting of Vietnam, Erich Honecker of the German Democratic Republic, Fidel Castro of Cuba, Wojciech Jaruzelski of Poland, Nicolae Ceausescu of Romania, Mujagin Serenbala of Mongolia, and Gustav Husak of Czechoslovakia. The Afghan leader Babrak Tarmal, the Ethiopian head of state Mengistu Haile Mariam, President Samora Machel of Mozambique, and President Hafez Assad of Syria have also arrived for the funeral. The delegation of China is led by the Foreign Minister Huan Hua. The delegation of Yugoslavia by the chairman of the Republic's Presidium, Petar Stambolich. Also here in Moscow are the Indian Prime Minister, Mrs. Indira Gandhi, President Karl Carstens of West Germany, United States Vice President George Bush, President Zia-ul-Haq of Pakistan, the French Prime Minister Pierre Morin, the Greek Prime Minister Andreas Papandreou, and many other state officials. And delegations of communist parties have arrived, among them that of the French Communist Party, led by Georges Marchais. The Italian Communist Party delegation is led by Enrico Berlinguer, and the delegation of the United States Communist Party is led by Gus Hall. The United Nations is represented by its Secretary General, Javier Pérez de Cuellar. There's been profound interest in the world in the special plenary meeting of the Central Committee of the Soviet Communist Party, at which Yuri Andropov was unanimously elected General Secretary of the Party. The press in the socialist countries notes that the meeting confirmed the consistent implementation of the domestic and foreign policies of the Soviet Communist Party and Soviet state, the policies worked out under Leonid Brezhnev's leadership. In Yuri Andropov's person, the Hungarian newspaper Népszabadság writes, the Fraternal Party, elected to be as General Secretary, an experienced, recognized, and internationally respected member of its collective leadership. The General Secretary's post, the article says, called for an exceptional degree of responsibility, stemming from the specific international weight of the Soviet Communist Party and the Soviet state. The Chinese National Daily has front-paged the report about Yuri Andropov's election. He declared, the report says, that the implementation of internal and external policies worked out under Leonid Brezhnev's leadership would be continued. The plenum's decisions have generated tremendous interest in the West. An ABC commentator has said that Yuri Andropov's speech indicates that the new Soviet leadership will continue its consistent foreign policy line. The British newspaper Morning Star underlines that to preserve peace remains the Soviet Union's primary task. This news comes to you from Radio Moscow World Service.
The National Council of the Communist Party of India pointed out that the personal initiatives taken by Leonid Brezhnev to carry out the peace program of the Soviet Communist Party are guiding stars of hope and inspiration for the people of all continents.
A Pakistani poet, Faiz Ahmed Faiz, also writing in the Pravda, says Leonid Brezhnev spared no efforts in working to strengthen the relaxation of tension and ease international tensions. Among his historic achievements in the interest of world peace are the Conference on Security and Cooperation in Europe, a signing of the SALT I and SALT II treaties. The latter, unfortunately, was not ratified in the United States. The tortured struggle for peace, which Leonid Brezhnev carried home, said the Pakistani poet, inspired and will continue to inspire the peace-loving forces all over the world. Leonid Brezhnev was a hero of our times, said a well-known South African writer, Alex Laguma. It was thanks to his titanic efforts that there was no war. Therefore, it could be said that with his activity, Leonid Brezhnev saved the lives of many millions of people.
Radio Moscow receives many messages of condolences from different countries. Condolences have been expressed by the workers of the Grenke factory in Graz, in the German Democratic Republic, and the branch of the Italy-Soviet Union Society in Savon. A listener in the city of Constanza, Romania, Vasilisa Grigoraj, writes that it was with pain and grief that she learned about the great loss, the death of Leonid Brezhnev. And a listener, Ian Koristek, writes that the people of Czechoslovakia will never forget the courageous struggle of Leonid Brezhnev for the liberation of their country from the Nazis, and his devoted work to preserve peace.
This is Radio Moscow World Service. We wish you to listen to Anton Vogelstein's Melody, performed by the Bolshoi Theater Violin Ensemble.